Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch Podcast. Today's July 5th, and I hope everyone had a good 4th of July in the U.S., and it was a safe and happy time with your families. I got to go to my neighbor's house, and we, of course, they barbecued some chicken. And it was a very enjoyable time, and we saw fireworks at the end of the night from the different towns around us. So it was a very nice day. Today, and also this month, to let you know, is dedicated to the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today, we've been doing a prayer specifically, prayer to the most precious blood. And also, today is the feast day of Saint Anthony. Now, Saint Anthony lived in the 16th century in Italy. And he came from royalty. His father was king. And he could have had a lot of riches, but he gave that all up for our Lord Jesus. First, when he was age 22, he became a doctor, and then at 26, he became a priest and helped all those in need and started new congregations. He only lived to age 36, so he had a short life, but a very fruitful life. So we'll pray for St. Anthony and pray for all our priests, our bishops, and our Pope Francis. Well, may they do their work every day, good work, do the Mass, confessions, giving the last rites. So our priests, the most valuable priests, the jewel of jewels for our Lord, and for the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and of course, our Blessed Mother Mary. So here's this prayer to the most precious blood, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Precious blood of Jesus, infinite price paid in ransom for the universe, drink and cleansing water for our souls and defense of humanity. Before the throne of the supreme mercy, we adore you profoundly, desire insofar as we can to make reparation to you for the ingratitude, for the outrages that you receive continuously from so many sinners, especially from the hardened sinners who blaspheme against you. May you always be blessed, O blood of infinite value, and may Jesus be blessed 1,000 times. He who has shed you for our salvation, it was his immense love for us that caused you to flow from the veins unto the last drop. O blood of redemption and of life, of unity and peace, source of grace, pledge of eternal life, grant that all hearts and tongues may praise and bless and thank you for both now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, talking about the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus, we, at daily Mass, or any Mass, we could receive, of course, the bread of Christ, the body. But in some churches, and I would pray that more churches would have also the blood of Christ. I know talking to some people, they say, well, how could we have the blood of Christ as a wine? Everybody drinks from that cup. They're worried about germs. Well, doing the Eucharist ministry, I was always doing the precious blood, the wine. And after I was finished, if it was some left over, I would drink it and consume it and clean the cup. Now, all those times I did that, I never once got sick. And all the times I've had the blood of Christ, the wine, I've never got sick. So I don't think that's really the case. But one time we were visiting my wife's family in North Carolina, in Charlotte, and they had something unique they were doing. They would have on the side, they would have the Eucharist ministers coming out the body of Christ. But in the middle, they had kneelers, and they had the priests go in, and they would actually dip the host in the wine. So you would consume both the body and blood of Christ at the same time. So I thought that would be great for those who were worried drinking from the cup, which, again, I don't feel is a problem, but maybe that could be a solution. Because I think we all should and can drink, not only have the body of Christ, but the blood of Christ. Because remember, he said, do these in remembrance of me. Amen. And God bless you all, and have a great day. And don't forget, please go to my podcast and look and see our Patriotic Rosary that I did. It's almost an hour long, so it's a little long. It's worth listening to. It has patriotic songs in between, and you're praying for every state of the Union, every soul in those states. And we need all the prayers we could get. Amen to that. And again, God bless you all.